Paul, 3-0 win over your local rivals must be quite satisfying.
Yeah, satisfying. Results were the results at this time of the year. I'm not too happy with the performance as a whole. But I thought we just had probably a bit too much quality going forward. Hard to handle, to be honest.
A lot of Hyde fans were saying that Hyde didn't manage to create any real chances. You were the keeper. Would you agree with that?
I think it's an hard balance because I thought we defended quite well. We set up because the last two games here we conceded 3 and 4 and we wasn't happy with that. Me and Stephen Mel both being keeper and defender. So I think we did keep them to a minimum. But also, I thought, to be perfectly honest, we were probably playing 50-60% after Tuesday night. When we got to half-time winning 1-0, we know we come on strong at the end of the game and we knew the gaps would open up. The pace of obviously we're going forward with Chadwick and Pilkington. So I think it was a game of two half, to be honest.
Your form, as you see, your form's been a bit patchy lately. There's that defeat, I might be being cruel there, but you had that defeat against Rushall, but you came back to get a point at Darlington. The win today, do you feel things are evening out again now?
I think everyone goes through them. I think obviously we've had a bit of a blip, but also what happened with us, is we've had probably 7-8 games on the bounce where we were really wearily flying and we got in a winning habit. We had 2 or 3 weeks where it was stop-start, and it's hard to get that momentum back, and I thought today we looked like we're getting close to getting back in a groove. At Darlington, we grind it out. Even though I thought on Tuesday night we were the better team, we didn't take the chances. But I thought it's about results rather than performances. But 3 points is 3 points and 3 goals.
Now you've got games in hand at this point. I mean, you're about, I don't know what, I don't know the table is
five
today.
Or six, yeah.
But you've got games in hand. I mean, is that a good thing, or would you rather have the points in the bank? Well, you would want the points in the bank, wouldn't you?
No, I think we've talked about this. It's hard. I think I'm a bit disgusted with the league, to be perfectly honest, because for two weeks on the bounce, we had no midweek game. Everyone was playing midweek. I don't know if you've got some kind of vendetta against us, but I just can't understand. We knew that we were going to have bad patches of weather. We didn't have a game for 2 weeks. It's hard. We've got to make 5 or 6 games up now, as all the teams. We've not got the biggest of squads. We've got to try and add people to the squad and keep freshness about the squad, and it's an hard trick to keep.
Well, with a bit of luck, you might actually get to play Whitby on Tuesday.
But third time asking, yeah, but that's another one, isn't it? Like I say, the lads, it's hard for us now to get a squad together for that because they've had to have 2 days off work where we've got a phone call at 2:50 saying that the game's off. The lads are at the ground or on the way via Liverpool, Blackburn or wherever they're coming from, and I just think it's a bit ridiculous, honest, to be perfectly honest.
If you get to the playoffs, well, playoffs are never easy, but there's going to be some big sides in there this year.
Listen, we're still mathematically possible to win the league. We never aim low, we always aim high. I know it's a big feat, but if we don't win the league, obviously the playoffs are the next one, which we've always said. But we don't fear anyone in this league. We've not played Salford, we've not played Stourbridge, but we've played 90% of the teams, and no one's ever come here and turned us over massively or run us off the pitch, or we've never gone to their place. And I think people have been worse frightened than us, and vice versa.
And Dale Johnson out for 3 games?
Suspended, stupidity, yeah. Got sent off last week. I didn't see the incident. I asked the referee after the game, and he said that it was a headbutt, so he's been fined internally. Lost a player today, so if people come in and do what they do, then he'll find it hard to get back in the squad.
So we're into what, the last quarter of the season. You feeling confident?
As confident we can. Like I say, some teams are going into the last quarter, like we said, so we're still halfway there, aren't we? But it's an hard one. Like I say, we, as a football club, we looked at the table last week and was 8th, and it's a bit gutting the way we've played. Obviously 12 games unbeaten and then have a couple of blips, but it's hard, like I say, it's hard to get these games on now, and also hard to get the victories after you played at Darlington on Tuesday, didn't get back till 2:30 in the morning, come back again, do a bit on Thursday in the training, and you're playing Saturday, Tuesday at Whitby. So listen, I'm not making excuses, everyone's got to do the same, but it's just a hard balancing act for us, and me, myself and Stephen, to get.
Thanks.